Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We're the word association.
Heard
the implication.
Dessert.
We're the word
association.
We're the word
association.
And we heard
the implication.
Dessert.
Evaluation.
We're the word
association.
All right, everybody. And feast your eyes on this sweet, sweet bird. 6 hours in the oven. It's been resting for two.
Wow.
I tented it with aluminum foil.
Okay.
I've removed the foil. You can see the little temperature thing popped right out. You know what that means?
It's horny.
It's time to stuff the munchkins inside of it?
That's right. Stuff the munchkins inside of it.
It's the turdunkin.
We're making a turdunkin.
Absolutely. The turkey is now perfectly rested. The cavity is absolutely hollow. So we have all the time in the world to shove munchkin.
Has it been brining in coffee for the last 7 hours?
It has absolutely been, yes. And I've reduced coffee down. I've added flour. I've made a roux. And we have a coffee gravy to go on top of our turdunkin.
Wow.
Ooh, yum, yum, yum. And Dad, this is going to counteract the coffee. This will counteract the tryptophan, right?
It's got to. I mean, if it does it, it has to. It has to.
Now, can I just verify that before the turkey was slaughtered, it was also fed?
Sorry, Dad.
Coffee beans.
It was. No. It was Dunkin' finished, not fed. It was Dunkin' finished.
Oh. Hey, Dad.
It turns out if you feed a turkey donuts its whole life, it'll die very early. Yeah. What is it, bud?
Hey, can we stop Brett from saying turkeys are slaughtered? I'm losing my appetite.
I'm sorry. Hey, listen, we read the stats together, bud.
Yeah, 2.8 million chickens die per day.
And
in
half
New
as
York
many
Harbor,
yeah.
24,000 chickens in New York Harbor.
Can you make Brett stop singing Hamilton? I'm trying to celebrate.
Well, they don't have a turkey tin, so I have to sing Hamilton, which is also our other side dish, because I did bring a Hamilton ham.
Ooh.
Oh,
it cost me
delightful.
$10.
And I brought Yamiltons, so sort of a Deep Impact
idiot.
Armageddon situation.
No, you could have
come
up with
sort of a Bugs Life ants situation.
I got this turkey to look like George Hamilton.
Ooh, that, he has tan lines. That's
he does.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's good.
Well, I will say any turkey that's been in the oven for 10 hours
does
just automatically looks like George Hamilton.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't that special.
Did you also put a bathing suit on him? Because it looks like he's wearing
a tan
two-piece.
Lines, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I removed it after it came out of the oven. But yeah, it does have tail lines. Mm-hmm.
Wait, guys.
What?
The turkey on its wing, it has a tan line where it looks like there used to be a wedding band. This turkey was divorced.
Oh, no.
Nothing sadder than a divorced turkey, as the saying goes.
I hear they're more delicious that way because the tears have stayed dormant.
Yeah, all those tears build up and it's like flavors.
Yeah, it's like a salty brown.
It's
it's
gout.
Just a salty brine.
Which, what did we call gout? We called it, I can't remember, something fun.
Feast infection?
Feast infection. And that's what we're going to have today on, it's not Thanksgiving, it's Turdunkin Day.
That's right. Very important distinction.
You've entered TWA, the Thanksgiving Word Association.
That's right. And I'm Side Dish Adorify.
And I'm Cornucopia Brett Lyons.
Damn, you really took corn on the rob away from me there, Brett.
Oh, damn. Wow.
Sorry, no, that's why you go last.
I know, that's why I go last. But that's fine. That's fine. I guess I'm Green Bean Casserob.
Okay. Okay.
It worked. It worked.
Wow. Yeah, took
lemons. You shouldn't have bitched about the one I took. You had a great one.
I know. It's
took
true.
Lemons turned into lemonade. Yeah, wow.
That's a perfect example of going with your second thought.
Okay. So this is hello, welcome, thanks for listening, because this is our first annual TWA Turd Dunkin' episode.
Yeah. Thanks for giving us a listen.
Brought to you by
Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on thanks. In your gas thanks. Put some fuel in your gas thanks and grab some Dunkin' Donuts.
I mean, there's a lot of Dunkin' Donuts that are attached to like Shell gas stations. They're really missing that opportunity.
It's a shell of a...
Have you seen the Justin Fields? I guess you haven't, Brett. Have you seen the Justin Fields Dunkin' Donuts commercial at all?
Oh, I haven't. What is it?
Well, no, I don't watch live TV.
No, I guess I stream Hulu. I'm almost done with Burn Notice. I'm on season 7 of Burn Notice.
Well, hold on.
Jesus.
Put a pin in that, because we do have to have an intervention after whatever you're saying.
Talk about that. People at Burn Notice are like, whoa, someone's made it all the way through.
This is a rewatch. I watched it as first run. But they do a thing of, because, America runs on Dunkin', so it's Justin Fields runs on Dunkin', and then it pans out, and he's on a treadmill on top of a Dunkin', so it runs on Dunkin', on Dunkin'. So he's like running on.
Oh.
I bet they do that in every city with every quarterback, though. Yeah. So I don't know
Kirk
if you've
Cousins
seen any Joe
runs
Burrows.
On Cousins, and it's no, Kirk Cousins no, running on no. his cousin.
Joe Burrow is for Body Armor is his main sponsor.
Okay.
That and Kroger.
Yep.
You've watched Burn Notice 2 times through?
But I mean, this is the first time in many, 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 many years.
Okay,
that's
and this is
the first time.
This is what goes
everybody.
On. My wife is like, I'm going to fall asleep on the couch. I put that on because it's a show that she can check in and out of, doesn't care. And I'm happy to put it on because it's kind of mindless, but I still find it entertaining.
And has
you might
Megan
be the
been
guy
having
who's
nightmares?
Keeping USA going. The USA Network, you might be the guy. Like, they literally have to stay on the air until the last guy stops watching USA Network.
I think, is USA Characters Welcome?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Did you watch Suits?
Yeah. But I stopped. Wow. I did the first couple of seasons and I got bored with it. But I've watched and rewatched Monk since the pandemic, and I've watched and
Monk
rewatched
is very
Psych
good, actually.
Since the pandemic.
What about
and both
Silk Stockings?
Good.
Bosch? What about Bosch?
That's on Prime. I never get that chance.
Still, what about USA Up All Night?
I did.
Dinner and a Movie? Or was that on TV?
That
might have been on TBS.
Beans and Coffee.
Might have been TBS.
Beans, not coffee. Out of sight. Beans and Coffee. Isn't that
from Dinner and a Movie? This is not. This is not USA Turd Dunkin' Day. This is.
Well, hold on, Rob.
What? Or is it?
This brings me to what I wanted to say, which is, thanks for listening. This is our first annual Turd Dunkin'. Here's the thing with, this is the first ever Turd Dunkin' ever in the world history, which means the three of us get to sort of set the parameters of what Turd Dunkin' is, what it means, what the rituals are.
Nice.
Next year, obviously this year, it's just the three of us celebrating, unless anyone wants to send us pictures, send those to twapod@gmail.com or post them on social media and tag us.
Yeah.
If
you're throwing your own Turd Dunkin' at home,
please
we want to know.
But here, we get to set what it is. So, obviously, the number one thing we want to do is encourage people to make a turkey, empty the cavity, and stuff it full of munchkins. That's the number one thing.
Rule on what flavor you want.
And it's
up to you.
Do not do it before you cook the turkey. It's not going to work. It's probably
very,
not going to work, but
very,
you do not want it to cook.
It's very important that you cook the turkey and then put the munchkins inside.
You will ruin your oven. You will ruin the paint in your house. Mm-hmm. Your guests will leave.
Please don't.
So what else? I love the idea of making like a coffee based.
Absolutely.
Maybe it's something where like after you finish cooking the turkey and you put it on the table before you carve it, we put a little cardboard cutout of like Ben Affleck's face on the turkey.
Oh, I like it.
Because Duncan's biggest fan.
You don't know if you're invited to the Turd Dunkin' ceremony unless you wake up and you check your front door and there's a box of Joe.
Ooh.
There's a Dunkin' Donuts big box of Joe on your driveway or doorstep.
Porch? Nobody has a porch anymore?
Well, they might, but I mean, yeah. Somewhere around your house, someone leaves you a box of Joe.
So box of Joe is like, that's like the secret society invite. This is like an eyes wide shut. Yes, 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 yes.
I like that. Okay.
Correct.
And I think for dessert, you have to have Baskin Robbins. They're very often. No,
Robin, it's tough though. It's tough. I just really don't want to bring it in. There's not that many left.
Well, don't they normally? I thought they were normally. There aren't a lot connected.
Well,
anymore.
There's no more Baskin Robbins standalones.
Right.
So to be fair, yes.
Okay.
They're really heavily leaning. It's like a you know those things that attach themselves to the bottom of sharks. That's what these are.
Barnacle.
Well, no.
that goes on a crab.
It's little things that attach themselves to sharks.
I think a fun substitute that a sweet potato. Would be you do hash browns with marshmallows on top of the hash browns.
This I like. This I would eat.
Yeah, I would eat that. So you get a bunch of Dunkin' hash browns, put marshmallow on top of it, and then you want to get your flambé out.
Yes.
And do the marshmallows like that.
Also, based on one of their menu items, when you get up in the morning to start cooking, you do have to do a wake-up wrap. Now, that wrap can be Thanksgiving themed. It can be Dunkin' themed, but one of the two. Rob, what if we... Instead of holding hands to pray or give thanks or whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, I'm so adamant about doing that. Yes.
we're all big Godheads.
We're all
over
adamant
here.
About it. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Adamant,
sure.
Well, adamant and evident.
Right. If I may. Evident.
Evident. Well, evident is how I wanted to say it to get the pun across.
Yeah.
Sure. What if we all held hands and bowed our heads and we said all 31 flavors of Baskin
Love
Robbins?
It.
I like that.
What if that's
I like that a lot.
And if you don't know it, you have to make it up. But we, you know, you start vanilla chocolate, Rocky Road, mint chocolate chip, and then it might get.
Right.
And whoever's, if somebody's stuck or somebody repeats a flavor, if we don't get through all 31, that person then has to carve the Aflac face.
And you're totally allowed to cheat if you want to. You're welcome to say one vanilla, two chocolate, just to keep count, because you don't want to be like seven or eight in and go, wait, do we have 23 left?
After the Ben Aflac has been carved. We don't serve women or children first. You all open your Dunkin' app, and whoever has the highest points unredeemed gets to have the first crack at the buffet line.
And here's what I want to say, Brett. Rob, I assume you don't have a Dunkin's app.
I do not have a Dunkin's.
I think you're a Starbucks guy. Brett, you definitely have a Dunkin'.
100%.
Let's
on my
both
front page
open our app right now and see who has
open
the most
it right now.
Points. And you do have to show the screen to prove... Okay. That you're not lying.
Do you guys go there every day? What do you have the app for? Is this just for like an occasion or?
You go there to earn points, which you can then redeem.
Use for food?
I go there probably twice a week. So I have 826 points unredeemed.
Okay. Now, to be fair, I have 741 points, but I've been boosted 12 times this month.
And,
well, it's like too much COVID. Were you really worried about COVID?
Let's not talk COVID.
Yeah, come on.
No. What I'm saying is I'm pretty high up on the reward scale. I get a lot of, I get more points. What do you get, Adam? What is your point to point? What is your dollar to point value?
I didn't expect this bit to go on for
it
so long.
I should say right under reward
I will say,
points.
did you know that Brett had less points the second he said, to be fair, before saying the number?
Because otherwise he would have said, boom, bitch.
The joke's on me. I redeemed points this morning when I went, so I cursed myself.
Redeeming qualities.
But I get 12 points for every dollar.
Okay, you beat me. $1 equals 10 points, so you boosted.
Oh, yeah.
You boosted your
I'm
way.
I'm boosted, baby.
All the way. So, yeah, those are just some of the rituals. If you have any ideas for rituals for Sir Duncan, and of course, each household can... have some offshoots or some variants.
Yeah, you can make up your own. It's $500 on free parking. You know, you don't have to adhere to all of our traditions.
They're
but we'd
just
like
suggestions.
You to have some.
They're just suggestions. If you want to go all chocolate munchkins, you can. I would mix them up personally, but you're welcome to.
If you don't have any sort of taste, any palate, I guess go ahead and ruin it. But
you know what would be good?
Uh-oh.
Mm.
You make a pumpkin pie and you crumble up the pumpkin donut on top of it.
Okay, Brett. That's actually a very good idea.
That would be so good.
That would be
you
very
good.
You
know what? Or
cornbread with chunks of that in it. Oh,
ooh,
yeah.
That'd be good. It's kind of annoying that the pumpkin donut shows up in October, but come November 1, it's gone. And I still feel like November's a pumpkin month.
Wait, were we talking about my dad or the pumpkin donut? Ooh, burn on my dad.
Burned after shows reading.
That sounds like burn a burn notice.
You just got a burn notice. Yeah, too bad. Characters welcome, baby.
Burn notice after reading. Let us know what you might do with your turducken. If you live on a farm, you raise turkeys, maybe you, like they do with foie gras, with geese, where they just like force feed them till their liver explodes. Maybe you force feed them coffee. Maybe you make them shit their little brains out.
That's fine.
And that makes it taste better. Who knows? Give them a pack of cigarettes.
That's fine.
Oh, what about just feeding turkeys cream and sugar?
Ooh, I like that. And you say, how do you want your turkey? Two creams, five
two
sugar.
Creams, two, yeah, just cream.
And then after dinner, we all go around a cell phone and we prank call Starbucks and Tim Hortons.
Yes. you go around the table and you each call whatever Bostonian you know in your life.
Yeah, whatever coffee chain is in your neighborhood, you call and you try to order over the phone Dunkin' items.
You can prank Tim Hortons. They'll be open because they Canadian Thanksgiving, I think, is in October, right? So be like, what's going on now? Oh, that sounds nice. Oh, good.
What's
for
this
you?
All about?
You should try a Timbit. Shove a Timbit in there. No? Okay.
Are you watching Burn Notice? Oh, yes.
Ooh. We just got it. It just premiered. We watch it on CAN. Characters, they can come. Characters can come.
Characters a boot.
Oh, my favorite musician's that guy who sings Loser, the Scientologist. His name's Quebec. That's pretty fun. Okay, pretty anyway, fun. Let's get
we should jump into it.
Let's get into the main turkey breast of the episode.
Yeah, enough with these appetizers. Let's put the bird on the table.
Yeah. Okay, so for our Tur Duncan episode, my word that I brought to share with the table today.
Oh, that's so nice.
And of course, this whole holiday is about celebrating food and thanks and nothing else. There's nothing else bad about this holiday.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say my word is gobble.
Okay. I don't know why my brain went this way because it feels like a pretty hard left turn, but I went gabagool the second you said.
Gabagool?
Gabagool.
It's like an Italian turkey.
Talking about capicola. Yeah. An Italian turkey says gabagool. Oh,
okay,
my God. That's brilliant.
This sucks and rules because we now have a new tradition.
Yeah.
You have to make your turkey look as Italian as possible without crossing the line.
Correct. Yeah, so you have to put its wings in the air and you have to put its claws like it's
gesticulating.
Like
your turkey has to gesticulate.
A gold chain? Yeah. The turkey has to have a gold chain.
Yes. Edible chest hair.
I know we just finished with Halloween, but
yes.
Something I've noticed in the last couple of years that is a very popular Halloween item I've seen at Halloween parties is a gabagool.
Yes, a charcuterie board.
It is
board.
A skeleton. Yes, it's a skeleton head covered in prosciutto.
Oh, which not capicola? Should be capicola,
no,
right?
Just
no,
prosciutto.
It's usually prosciutto. Yeah, it's just David Spade.
David
just
Spade,
prosciutto
just
me.
Prosciutto me.
No, and I love. It's such a good idea.
It's a way to
elevate the charcuterie board.
So you have to have, in some iteration, you have to have a gobble ghoul, G-O-B-B-L-E, ghoul. Again,
Italian
that can
turkey.
Be a ghost made out of turkey. That can be a turkey that's made to look Italian. Tastefully, don't cross the line. It has to be like a Sebastian Maliscano-esque turkey. Maybe it's supporting its local football club.
No. All right. Everyone gathers around. And when you put the turkey in the oven, you have to do what would Sebastian Maniscalco be saying as he went into this oven as a turkey.
Yes. And anytime somebody opens the oven to check on it and kind of let some of the heat out, the entire room has to go, oh.
Oh.
This is
good
my
stuff.
New favorite holiday.
Yeah.
I got put in there and it's 350 degrees. And I'm saying to myself, I'll probably be in here 1 or 2 hours. He looks at me, he goes, you're in here for 6 hours.
You want me to retain moisture at 350? I'm sweating my balls off.
Prior to today, I've had zero hands inside me.
So that's another, oh boy, gabagool, incredible.
Gabagool, yeah.
Gabagool.
So do you guys, this is odd. But I would say, and this is true, like last week I saw a wild turkey still, like walking around by my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they still exist, but it seems so strange to see a turkey out of captivity.
They're smaller than you think.
Yes.
They don't have their big tails fanned up.
No. Well, it's not a peacock. That's different.
Well,
that's
hold on.
NBC.
Turkeys have their tails fanned out. You never made a hand turkey in grade school?
A what?
You take your hand and trace it and make it into a turkey?
Well, sure.
The hand represents the tail.
I know. But
when you see, when you see a turkey in pop culture or just like an image of a turkey, a drawing of a turkey, it's always full plumage. It's always puffed up. It's always got its tail spread.
Yeah.
Peacocks don't own that. Don't own that image.
I don't ever think of a turkey as full plume. I think of it as plumed down.
No way.
100 piece.
When you close your eyes and mentally picture a turkey, it's plumed down?
Yeah, I don't picture a turkey full like
Jesus.
Plumed.
Yeah, I guess I think I picture turkey's profile, so I don't know if I'm really plume up or down. I'm not looking at it dead on. I'm looking at it sideways, I think.
You're just looking at like a mugshot.
Yeah, I think I am.
This thing called?
Here's what I'm doing. I'm putting in the chat. I simply Googled turkey pictures. No other modifiers, no other words. As you scroll through the pictures, 99% of them
are
turkeys in full plume.
Wow. Yeah.
Come on. You're telling me that's not the image you think of when you think of a turkey? You think of it with its head down, skittering across the road like a roadrunner?
That's pretty good. Pretty solid evidence.
I don't know. I don't know if I think about that. I don't think so.
Who hurt you, Brett, that that's your image of a turkey?
I mean,
you must have some trauma surrounding turkeys.
Speaking of wild turkeys, do you like wild turkey? Do you drink it?
I don't.
Me neither.
I don't
know if I've ever had it.
It's whiskey?
I think so. Yeah, it's whiskey.
Yeah. I feel like I've had it before and it's fine. It's like bottom shelf, right? It's pretty cheap.
It must, but I don't know why you land on that, I guess. Like wild chicken would be kind of fun. Like,
well,
just calling
or wild horses.
Get you a shot of wild horses would be a great whiskey.
I mean, that'd be great.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, Rolling Stones.
Every time you open the bottle, it just goes, wild horses.
Couldn't drag me away. I do think wild chicken is funny. Just a funny concept of somebody like kicking open saloon doors and being like, everyone in here looks great. And then like running away really fast. Like, so, like you're insane, but you're also like terrified to upset anyone. A wild chicken.
When do you have fresh turkey?
Once.
Besides November.
What do you mean turkey?
Never.
Like you have like deli turkey. Like deli turkey doesn't count.
Okay. When do you have fresh wild
fresh
turkey?
Like baked turkey.
One time
only
a year.
In November,
one
right?
Time one time a year.
One time a year.
One time a year. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I've had like shredded deli turkey in the summertime.
Like really muscular sandwich. Turkey?
Shredded.
Oh, yeah.
Like they went to their
time. Full of creatine.
Yeah, yeah.
They went to their shred shed.
Yeah, big time. You give me gobble, gobble. He's got to get the glass set out.
He's got a hernia. You got a prolapsed anus.
But like a fresh turkey, which I do love. Boy, do I love it. And I probably have it 2 days out of the year. I have it on Thanksgiving and then I have it the day after Thanksgiving.
I feel like that's about the time to have it for me. Once a year is enough.
This is going to sound very dumb. And here's the thing. I'm pretty dumb. Are turkeys sold in the store year round?
I don't know if turkey breast. Turkey.
Okay.
Oh, and
but
you know what, Brett? I realized something just now.
What's that?
I probably eat a pound and a half of turkey a week, ground turkey, which is fresh turkey. It's fresh turkey. It's just ground.
I'm talking
up.
Like sliced. No, okay. No. I get it. I'm saying like fresh turkey breast turkey, thick, white. Maybe black sometimes if you get the dark meat.
Let's clip that and we'll do something with it. Here's what, if I may, just indulge me real quick. Based off ground turkey. Here we go.
Where have you been? Go to your room.
You don't know me. You can't talk to me that way.
I will say, Rob, I don't know if you were in on it. Whenever when Revolver went to Del Close Marathon in New York, and you came along, which was maybe went two times. And
Revolver
was
an improv team that Rob and Adel were on, and a gun that they rode to.
Not
cities.
A Beatles
correct.
Album.
I was
You've
there
a few
twice,
times.
I think twice. Yes. Yep.
But once with me, but there was a time we went and it was, we ate on the rooftop of Italy at some point or something.
Yes, I was there for
but
that.
But I remember that summer, I deemed Tiny Bird summer because I had just discovered how delicious quails were. And I remember we had quail at Eataly. You, me, and George went to Momofuku Co., I think.
Yep.
And had quail or something. So I remember there being like this enlightened summer where I was like, wait a minute, tiny birds, screw the turkeys and chickens. Tiny birds have
tiny
way
birds
more
are...
flavor.
Yeah, but it's so hard. Like a squaw or what's it called?
Squab.
Squab sucks. It's so much work for like
That's
not
so
a lot
good.
Of
squab.
Have you ever had a squabagool? those little things. They've got attitude. They got attitude.
Hey, don't pigeonhole me.
They're like little Joe Pesci's like, what'd you
Squabba.
Say? What'd you say?
I'm flying here. Pre-Turduncan, when I celebrated regular Thanksgiving, we would do a oven turkey. We would do a deep fried turkey. We would do a smoked turkey. And then we'd also do a spatchcock.
Stop it.
Turkey.
For one meal?
Yeah, because we would have a lot. We have a large amount of people that come over for the Thanksgiving. We probably had like close to like 16 people coming for Thanksgiving.
Holy shit. The holy.
Sometimes more.
Did you say 1-6 people or 6-0?
1-6.
16 okay. people?
That's
four
a lot.
Four turkeys for 16 people?
But not big turkey. Not like we're not getting
not
huge
shredded.
Ones.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not getting shredded turkeys. We're getting like, you know, medium turkeys. But yeah, no, we would do that many.
Here's what I'll say. I feel like day of, I'm always like, this is turkey's fine. I don't really do gravy on turkey. Some people do to like
no,
rehydrate. I think gravy's weird. But I think on the day of Thanksgiving, I'm like, this is fine. The next week though, I'll make sandwiches where it's like, take a piece of bread, butter it on both sides. You get some sliced avocado. You get some turkey in there. You get some whatever else. You some nice mustard, some Dijon, some honey mustard.
Have you moved
sandwiches.
To Santa Fe since then?
Oh,
that
what?
Sounds really like a California.
I opened up
sandwich.
A restaurant in California. Just because it has avocado makes it Californian?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's tough. That seems like a very odd sandwich.
It's delicious.
I would never pair
what
avocado
do
and turkey.
Oh, together. I think a lot of people do.
Yeah,
that's what?
Brett,
yeah,
I think
no way.
This is another non-plume turkey situation. Brett, what do you do? Brett, Rob, what do you do with your leftovers?
I've got to be honest with you.
Bag them and tag them, baby.
What does that mean?
So you bury them?
Yeah, bury them.
No,
yeah.
I put them in a bag and I label it turkey, what kind of turkey it was, and then have it the next day. That's it, though. I don't go more than one.
But how do you have it? You just have it loose?
Yeah, sometimes I'll do a piece of toast, maybe a little sriracha.
Sriracha.
On there?
Very good. Yes.
Yeah. That's it, though. No. Maybe, you know, it's
sriracha
really good?
Sounds a little San Francisco to me.
No, you know, it's really good to do the the Lily Q smokehouse barbecue sauce. The one that's hot and smoky. Mm-hmm. That's really good on turkey.
Hell yeah.
Maybe some bacon on there. Maybe I'll put a piece of bacon on there.
Okay.
Too.
So, yeah. Here we pulled it. We coaxed it out of you, Brett. But you were saying bag and tag, and then you eat it just clumps of turkey. Rob, what do you do with your leftovers?
You know, I know I'm in the minority. This is not going to be a popular opinion, but it's just not my favorite meal. So I'll eat it once. I don't really go nuts with it. I don't really like mashed potatoes. So that's also the one time a year I'll have mashed potatoes.
Wow.
Do you guys mix your corn on top of your mashed potato?
No.
Disgusting.
What?
No. Disgusting.
Oh, it's so good.
Heathen.
Are you kidding me?
No. Judas.
But you eat your mashed potatoes without gravy, it sounds like, both of you?
Mashed potatoes. I hit it with a little bit of salt and pepper, then I put my corn on the mashed potatoes.
No good. I don't put gravy.
You don't? Okay.
I really
no, I
put
don't
gravy
do,
on
gravy's
anything.
Gravy's gross.
Sometimes I have
dressing.
To if I'm somewhere and it's like, if something comes, you know, if I go to a diner and it's like, oh, let me give the chipped beef sandwich or something, it'll come with mashed potatoes with gravy and I didn't realize it didn't say on the menu, and I'll eat it and it's fine, but I find gravy kind of gross.
Mm. Yeah, I don't like it at all. It seems, it's not a good color.
Like the brown?
Like, you know, like it's not appealing.
It's liquid brown?
Yeah, liquid brown is not a good, you know.
Oh, boy. Just this conversation, I got to go make some liquid brown.
Well, we're brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts today. Have a nice cup of liquid brown.
America runs to the toilet.
America has the runs on Dunkin'.
And we'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back to the Turduncan Spectacular, and my word today is going to be table.
Table, yes. One of, structurally, the most integral parts of Turduncan or Thanksgiving.
Sure, but, I mean, there's always the kids' table, which it's always great when you get moved up. You can also there's a lot of family around, so a lot of conversations get tabled.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of uncles bringing up subjects, and you say, let's table this. The kids are home.
Not to get biblical, but you have Cain in table.
Well, as you get older and you need to sit down, you need a Cain in the table.
Yeah. Do you guys, I don't know, whenever you're, I feel like Thanksgiving could be one of those things, or any like large family gathering where, yeah, you do have, there definitely are like generations at different tables, or maybe some kids are at the kitchen island, or a kid table, you know, people kind of get separated. Have you ever found yourself, and this is, I hate when this happens, but I always will just bite the bullet and be that person that just has to get a chair and puts the plate on the lap. Have you guys done that?
No, I could never eat that way.
I've done it for sure. I've sat on couches for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not to eat though.
Oh yeah,
I gotta eat.
Sometimes there aren't enough seats. You have to.
Yeah. I've done eating on the couch off a plate on my lap. Absolutely.
No way. That's so insane.
I will say, Rob, I prefer to be on Kitchen Island time. Ooh, it's relaxing.
It really is. Ooh-wee. Yeah.
Nice put smite
your,
time.
It's 3:30. It's 3:30 somewhere.
Yeah, just don't even.
I'm on Kitchen Island time.
Well, I would say, so we, like I said, we have a lot of people at our Thanksgiving. So, but we do have like a couple folks that like, because there's always football on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would say for the longest time, our Thanksgiving was always at like 2:30 was when we ate.
Oh, same.
But now that we do Thanksgiving in Cincinnati with my wife's side of the family, we definitely eat later. It's more of like a 5-6 o'clock dinner, which I prefer.
Yeah.
Because I always the problem with 2:30 dinner was like I felt like at 2:30 I ate my big meal and I was like, oh, whatever. And then like 8-9 rolls around after we played cards or whatever, I'm like, I kind of want to have another sandwich or something like that. But so I like the later on meal.
See, I like early for the exact reasons you just described, which is my family always, still to this day, does like 1 to 2:30 somewhere in there Thanksgiving. Then when it hits 8 or 9, you basically have a late dinner with leftovers, and that's excessive.
Nah, it's too much. It's excessive.
Same with Christmas. We always did, well, not same, but similar concepts. With Christmas, we always celebrated Christmas Eve. So we'd open all our presents Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day was just about like relaxing.
What did you do on Christmas morning?
Slept in, my man.
Oh, what a bunch of losers. The whole fun of it is you wake up and you get the toys and you can start playing with them. Why would you open them on Christmas Eve?
We should save this for our Christmas episode.
I'll
very quickly just say, because I was raised Muslim and my dad is Palestinian and he didn't celebrate Christmas, my mom convinced him to let us celebrate Christmas, but it was presented to us as like Santa's birthday.
Okay.
Did you ever get a dog? Did you ever get like a puppy for Christmas?
Absolutely not.
No.
So you never Muslim dogs?
Whoa. Muslim.
Muslim dogs.
I like that. Puppelstein instead of Palestine. Puppelstein. That's fun.
I think
we mainly avoided trying to do too much on Christmas Day just in case we ran into people celebrating Jesus.
I gotcha. Okay.
Possibly.
We used to have to go to church on Christmas morning, which was just, we slowly broke my mom down to like going to midnight mass. And then luckily we were able to break off of it altogether. Not because it wasn't, you know, whatever. It was because like we would have Christmas Day at like, people would start showing up at our house at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if we woke up for Christmas morning, did Christmas morning at like 8:39, church would start at like 11, mm-hmm. and then church would be, because it's Christmas, it's a longer than usual like ceremony. Is that what it's called? No. What's it called?
Mass or something?
Mass. Yeah. I've already forgotten so much.
Opening ceremony.
But then like we would have to get home and my mom would then be stressing because she's like, I got to cook all this stuff. I'm like, just don't worry about the church, babe. Like it's going to be there. So then we started to get her to midnight service. Mass and I was able to detach from it altogether.
I like that. So this is clearly Turduncan, but I should say, I'm glad this came up because later this year, we'll be celebrating, I want to say, Crustmas.
Something.
Like pizza crust.
We'll get there.
We'll figure it out. DeMunkinos
sponsored?
Yeah, DeMunkinos. Isn't it DeMunkinos?
Could be.
It's DeMunkinos.
It could be.
Somonos DeMunkinos.
Rectus DeMunkinos. This is the bread of the monkey.
Ooh, ooh, ah, ah.
Ooh, ooh, ah, ah. Okay, so what age were you when you were able to leave the kids' table and go to the show?
The show?
I don't.
The main event.
The big table. The main table. When you went from the minor leagues to the majors.
Yeah, correct.
I don't know that. Oh, man, it's really.
It's happened. It might not happen for you yet.
Well, you know, I just had Thanksgivings at so many different, like, you know, one set of grandparents. It was like the dining room table, but the kids' table was right there. There was another one where, like, it was separate rooms or not in the same area. I can't remember when I know I volunteered to go to the kids' table even when I was older. Mm. I was one of those. I was like, I don't mind.
Because you hold court. You say, listen up, motherfuckers. And you grab a roll and you go, this, like, is mine.
Do you guys know what cigarettes are? I've smoked one before. Yeah.
And Rob, you knocked out your biggest cousin, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He
was. You guys know what a cranberry crotch is?
What'd you say?
You just put cranberry crotch and then you just open up a guy's pants next to you and just pour all the cranberry sauce down his pants.
We're at the kids' table, right?
You know how to make some toilet paper?
No, you're at the adult table.
Oh, at the adult table. Okay, okay.
It's not Thanksgiving until Uncle Tommy gives someone the cranberry crotch.
I don't think any Thanksgiving we had a kids' table. The kids would sometimes sit on the couch, like I mentioned.
Yeah.
But I think the family of mine that lives in the U.S. is small enough that we could either sit all together at a table or outside, depending on where we're at in the country, or the kids just sit on the couch.
I've had a lot of Thanksgivings. We used to always do it with my, like, father's side of the family because all of my father's side was in the Chicago suburbs area. Mm-hmm. And before I got married, we had one story. The main Thanksgiving story that everyone still references to this day is my cousin Pat's wife is named Dawn. And one year we had Thanksgiving at their house. And Dawn's father showed up after Thanksgiving. Like, the meal was over. Everyone was kind of watching. And he picked all the turkeys clean and took all the leftovers home with him. And not a single person got to leave with turkey. And everyone didn't know what was happening. Everyone, like, was getting ready to leave. And they're like, where's all the leftovers? And we were like, well, I don't know. And it found out that Dawn's dad came over and just, like, cleaned the turkey clean, took all the leftovers.
What was her dad's name?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you said name. Okay, never mind.
I do, like, do you guys ever read, like, Where the Sidewalk Ends or anything?
I don't. Maybe.
Shel Silverstein.
A long time ago, yeah.
It sounds like one of those, like, Sylvia Cynthia Stout would not take the garbage out. It sounds like one of those of, like, Dawn's dad picked the turkey clean. Could not be rude. Could not be mean.
Yeah, it's something always, like, whenever, like, when it doesn't matter now. I mean, he's now passed away, unfortunately, but whenever someone's like, there's not enough leftovers, like, sounds like Don's dad was rolling through, and it's just a great thoroughfare.
That's kind of fun.
It's a through line for many Thanksgivings.
I think fair is fair. You have to go pick him clean now.
Yeah.
It's the only.
No.
So, you got to. You have to.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Revenge.
Just the bones. Just leave the bones.
Just the bones.
It's what he would have wanted.
Yes. Don's dad insists.
Dawn's dad insists. Thanksgiving is also a big time for tables because it's probably the only time during the holiday season, maybe Christmas, that you finally put that leaf in the table that literally sits in a hallway closet untouched for 11 months out of the year. And it gets its time to shine in November, December.
Absolutely. Stretch that table out. And there are even the tables that have it, like, just underneath, or it's kind of built in where you just pull it out and you can unfold it, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's like tucked. It's like table nuts, basically.
Yeah, it's just like table
nuts. They hang there. If you were to look under the skirt of the table, there'd be table nuts. And then when you pull it apart, you can, like, shift them over and bring them up. Table nuts. Am I crazy?
Yeah.
Table nuts.
It's called a table tuck. It's called a table tuck.
Table
basically.
Tuck, yes. yes, a la Silence of the Lambs. Would you sit at me? I'd sit
would
at me.
Would you sit at my table?
And Silence of the Lambs will be the theme for our Easter episode.
It rubs the butter on its skin, or else it gets the baster again.
Do you guys sit at the head of a table now? I don't think I do.
No, I don't like a head of a table.
Me neither.
You're out of conversations. You got to be center. You got to be center too.
And everyone
and
looks
then you're
to
involved
you like,
in everything.
Everyone looks to you of like, were you going to say something? Or were you going to like, I don't know, I'm just sitting here.
Or you're always behind. You'll hear something and it'll be like, you finally get in. They're like, oh yeah, we're not talking about that anymore.
How about a dinner toast? Do you want to ever do a dinner toast? I do not ever want to do a dinner toast.
No, unless it's like if somebody just retired or, you know, if it's something celebratory,
not just
for dinner.
A general Thanksgiving toast or a general Christmas. Hey, let's all raise our glass.
I don't mind.
You like to do it?
I don't make it religious. I'm not saying it
has to be religious.
Well,
I'm just saying like a general.
But what I'm saying is if you don't step up and do the toast, then you end up praying. And then it's just like, what are we doing here? We could have been eating 10 minutes ago. Now we have so many kids in my family now that now it's always, you're about to start dinner. You're like, here we go. And then someone's like, Zach, come over here. Zach, do your prayer that you do. And he's like, I don't want to do it. And you're like, do the prayer. And it's like, thank you, Jesus, for this food that we've received. And you're like, come on, Zach, let's go.
I think the new thing should be anyone who's not religious, which again, we're big heaven heads over here.
As you know, big heaven heads.
Yeah, to each their own, but yeah.
Heaven essence. I feel like you should have like song lyrics prepared. So it's like if somebody ever says like, do you want to do grace or does somebody want to do grace so that you can kind of fake your way through it, fake it till you make it, or so you can sort of, you know, wrest the religious tone away from somebody else's hands. I think it's fun to be like, yeah, let's all hold hands and then say something, you know, since I just said heaven essence, say something like, okay, thank you. Wake me up. Wake me up inside. I can't wake up.
Save me.
Well, save me. I guess that turned religious. But I think you should be able to say some song lyrics and then just be like, instead of amen, just be like, all right.
Something what if like you that. Just unfurled a long piece Play of ball. Paper, like a long piece of paper, and it was like, T is for turkey. U is for ungrateful about how
like
we feel
this
year.
Going.
Webster's dictionary defines turkey as... <That's
so good>.
I like
no,
that.
No, I knew Turkey in high school and he was quite the ladies' man. But now that he's found Vanessa, he's just been so happy.
Mm-hmm. Jason, leave the table nuts alone and pay attention.
Stop playing with your table nuts. We have company
your
over.
Table nuts. We have company.
I don't know if this is true. I don't know if anything I know is true. And I always want to preface it with I don't know if it's true because so many people have emailed me. This is not true, actually. I believe at a certain point in time, tablecloths were in style or in fashion because men couldn't look at table legs without getting like horny.
That can't be true. Did you just make that up?
That can't be true.
Is that a real thing?
I think that's a real thing because a table leg is like shapely, like a woman's leg. It's a feminine wooden
product. I know we're fucked up as men, but that sounds completely
I truly
insane.
Think people were like somebody would come into a living room or a dining room and be like, oh, like,
well, there's your first problem. You got a guy coming in the living room, and that's your big issue.
Well, glad he didn't do it in the dining room. Don't come where you eat, famously. But I think they would be like, they'd want the table to have some modesty, so it wasn't
arousing.
Craig,
get your hand off the table.
Your hands are on the table nuts again. I'm gonna cut them off. I'm gonna unscrew them. But I think that's a real thing. Let me look it up so I can finally have some closure on this.
I mean,
I cannot stress, this is absolutely the first time I've ever heard this theory before. I've never heard this. And I don't think, I promise I've never looked at a table leg that way.
Okay, here we go. This is from bing.com.
You binged it?
The title is, I binged it.
Bada binged it?
Bada bing,
hey,
bada bing, bada Google. Here's the title of it. So finally we have some closure. This is from atlasobscura.com, which is actually a website I subscribe to. No, Victorians didn't cover up table legs because they were too sexy, debunking an admittedly adorable myth. So here we go. We have, here's what the first paragraph. Perhaps you've heard this one before. In the Victorian era, upper crust society members were so cartoonishly prudish that it was considered proper to cover up the legs of a table or piano for fear of bare legs of any kind being too evocative. So, asked and answered. I'm glad
somebody
challenged me.
I do
feel like... They also used to strangle chickens, so when they cooked them, they would scream when they opened them.
I do think that this is something like John Ashcroft would have done for that reason, though.
Wait, who's John Ashcroft?
Who's John Ashcroft?
The lead singer of The Verb?
All right. Well, I tried to get political, ladies and gentlemen.
Who's John
Ashcroft? He was, don't make me say what he was. I know it enough to make a reference. I don't know it enough. He famously, I don't remember if he was an attorney general, director of Homeland Security. He was very religious and he was a lawyer. So maybe he was the attorney general. He was the attorney general under George Bush probably. And
he covered
up the justice statue. He covered up the breasts of the justice statue.
Oh,
yes, because he said the titty scale was too
unbalanced. I got
this.
Yes.
He said, and I don't want to have and to hold.
Yes. Yeah, and that does, I mean, there are so many things I only know to reference and can't back up for. Like, I know this fits, but don't ask me why or how.
Okay. That's one of those.
That's how I feel shopping at H&M. I know this fits, but don't ask me how. I don't know why. I'm not usually a triple X.
I know it's going to disintegrate in like 2 months.
I'm not usually a triple X.
I don't usually wear a 48-39, but this is somehow fitting
it's
me.
It's European. It's European. And speaking of European.
European, yes.
I've had too much Sprite, so I'm going to go to the bathroom. But while I'm gone, Rob, what is your word?
I think I'll wait for you to get back, Brett. That's kind of rude.
Well, I'm not leaving. It's just it's called a segue.
No. I thought, are you using like a pocket potty?
All right, I'm done.
Okay.
I don't think you had that much Sprite then, to be honest. That was very fast.
Obey your piss.
Yeah, it seems like you had a little sip.
It was actually Sierra Mist. The Sierra Mist.
And of course, I got to say, pissing at McDonald's always feels different than regular pissing, right? What is that? What do they put in McDonald's bathrooms?
What do they put? So we've had a couple of food. And, you know, being in just a little peek behind the curtain here, being third, I had to.
Oh, I'm changing.
I had
did
to
you
have
say
a,
beak. Did you say beak little, behind the curtain?
I wish I did. I had to think of a couple because I didn't know, you know, if we were. And I need to be able to pivot. I didn't want to just be married to one word just in case they were too similar. So let's go pilgrim.
Ooh,
let's go pilgrim. No, I mean, I immediately think of John Wayne.
Howdy there, pilgrim.
Which is like, not a phrase I could pull off, but that's kind
of, I think of a pilgrimage to a place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think of grim pills. Oxycontin, anything you can get addicted to. Pilgrim. I think of, you know, having little buckles on your hats.
Yeah.
I think about
it was a buckle-heavy fashion. It was shoes and hats, right?
Oh, well, it was actually everything. I mean, buckles for bras, buckles for pants. But they tried, buckles. I mean, eventually
nobody
were...
invented buttons yet, so everything was just buckled.
Yeah, it was tough.
Honey, it's 4 a.m. You have to get ready for our 10 a.m. meeting.
Wait, six before we go to sleep, did you buckle the front door? Yes. Yeah. Yes, I did for the last time. Yes.
Jesus.
And let me tell
you
something.
Did you put a buckle on the fire?
Let me tell you something. Kids in that day never acted up.
No.
Because you would get thrashed.
Yeah, 100%.
Cattle,
it's just
cattle
belts
nine buckles.
All over the house.
Oh, honey, I don't want to get pregnant again. Let me just buckle this up. Let me buckle this condom around my...
Oh, no.
In that famous John Candy movie, Uncle Buckle.
Uncle Buckle.
That was a great movie.
Oh, amazing movie.
Now, I've been to Plymouth Rock before.
Okay.
I have not.
It's not a fun tourist. I mean, it's so boring.
Well, it's a big rock. I mean...
I know, but there's nothing cool about it.
And the story is the ship hit the rock. Is that right?
They landed at Plymouth Rock. I think it was just a place they landed.
Oh.
No, they just crashed into a rock, and they're like, everyone out. No, I think it's just where the ship ported.
Oh. Yeah. That's in Massachusetts, right?
It's in Massachusetts, yeah.
Well, Massachusetts.
Yeah. Which, are you saying Massachusetts?
I'm saying it how it's spelled. It's Boston, Massachusetts. Brett. What do you think that state is called? You've never...
Hold on.
You've never been
what
to Massachusetts?
What did you say?
I'm saying Massachusetts. You know, Harvard,
my
MIT.
Family's from there. I've never heard that ever, which is
very funny. The Boston Red Sox play in the state of Massachusetts.
I've heard of Taxachusetts.
Did you say Harvard or TIT, Adel? I didn't hear you.
Unbelievable. Jesus Christ.
Let's just say I go to school in Boston. I go to TIT.
TIT.
What did you get on the test? A double D.
The ACTIT.
I took the ACTIT, yeah.
Rob, you bring up a good point, which is John Wayne is known for saying, I believe, something about like, well, howdy there, pilgrim.
Something like that, yes.
Yeah.
But why... Was that like in fashion back in the 1800s?
What
like,
did
why
that
would you
mean?
Call somebody
was
pilgrim?
That like stranger?
Yeah.
Was it akin to stranger?
Maybe.
Was it derogatory?
Was it just saying
they were bland?
Yeah.
Were they somebody who wasn't welcome? So a pilgrim.
Go to the Bing. Go to the Adel. Adel's on Bing already. I can see him typing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Googling massive huge tits.
No, please don't.
Okay.
Please don't. Oh, look, they all have plumage.
Yeah. I'm on Bing, but it didn't.
Yeah, my guess would be it's akin to, well, hey there, stranger.
Okay.
Yeah, right?
Here's all I have. All I could find is that he's in his career, he says pilgrim 25 times. Or just in one movie. Sorry, just in one movie.
Oh, wow.
The man who shot Liberty Vance, he says pilgrim 25 times.
He says that 25 times in one movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which that's... that's on the writer. That's on the writer.
He also died with 3 pounds of undigested red meat in his intestines.
I think we all do, right? Doesn't everyone have like several pounds of undigested meat if you're a
carnivore?
It's only going to be like half an ounce of fresh turkey since we only eat it once a year. Mostly red meat.
Do
you have the 25 lines of dialogue where he says pilgrim? Is it so repetitive, or are there 25 like fresh ways to say pilgrim in a movie?
Fuck you, pilgrim.
Right.
Pass the salt, pilgrim.
Hey, that pilgrim took the last donut.
Hey, like, pilgrim, what? Do you mind tapping that pilgrim on the shoulder? I know that pilgrim. here's what it says. This is from the Pueblo Chieftain, which I don't know where that's from.
Sounds like
a newspaper?
Says John Wayne used the name in the movie, didn't he? Watch it there, pilgrim, or some such. What did the screenwriter or scriptwriter mean by pilgrim? The answer is maybe it just sounded tough, like John Wayne considered the other fellow inferior. Another way to say tenderfoot, maybe. MC Escher painting. I don't know. This is talking in circles.
Yeah, it sounds like he shouldn't have said it. I feel like it's derogatory.
Yeah. I guess maybe in the way of saying like, what's up, little guy or something, maybe to put somebody, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, pilgrim.
Yeah.
Maybe you're somewhere you shouldn't be. Maybe that's what the connotation is.
It feels like that to me. It feels you're intruding, or this like you're new to the area kind
you
of thing.
Be
what's
here?
Up? Yeah. What's up, bottle death?
What is bottle death?
Well, I mean, pills in a bottle.
Pills in a bottle. My favorite Police song. EO.
Sending out a TIT.
Pretty good.
So I feel like.
A woman?
We're so. I feel like the last. I can't remember a time. And it's probably because they weren't great people. Obviously, we know that. I feel like Thanksgiving now, in my opinion, is completely detached from pilgrims.
Oh, yeah. It's just a family thing.
I remember it used to be very, like when we were growing up, it used to be like you do like the show.
Well,
you do
in
like the
schools,
Thanksgiving show.
Yeah,
it was always
but I don't think
pilgrims
do
talking
that anymore
to the Indians
either.
No. Or Native Americans.
No, yeah.
I think once you're out of like, I want to say after maybe fourth grade, I never saw another depiction of a pilgrim again. Like, I feel like that's. In when you're younger, it's like, let's draw, like I said, aforementioned hand turkeys, you draw cornucopias, you see pilgrims and all that stuff, the buckles, the hats. And then after that, you're just like, this isn't really a part of life.
It's probably proof that maybe we should teach history closer to what's happening now in the world and less about like how it started.
Wow. And I guess today is Howard Zinn. Wow.
So you want recent history?
Yeah.
You recent
start
history
at, like,
101?
Yeah,
well,
you should start like slavery and just go from there so everyone is educated. No one needs to know about the fucking pilgrims or the war of 1812.
I'm surprised. I'll say it. I'm shocked that there isn't a professional sports team called the Pilgrims. That seems ripe for the plucking, right?
Yeah, the New England
Not
Pilgrims.
Nowadays.
The New England Pilgrims would be great.
Yeah, Patriots is basically the same
true.
Thing.
It's true. It's true.
And if Salem had a sports team, it would be really cool if they were the Witches. That would be very
fun. Ooh,
that'd
be amazing.
The Salem Witches.
I bet you,
they might have like a single A team or something.
They might have a minor league. They might have a minor league one. Yeah. I think they were getting sued though, so they went to trial. So unfortunately.
I do think the funniest thing
is
it was
a Salem Witch trial, and that's unfortunate that it didn't
It's a
go
trial
through.
Logo. Maybe, it's just brooms is the imagery. The cheerleaders just ride brooms. I think that'd be fun. I am always, it's very humorous to me when you think about, you know, even if you just narrow it down to NBA teams, when you think about like the Raptors or the Grizzlies or the Bulls, all these different images, and then the Orlando Magic, just to me, it's like, it's not even like, there used to be the Washington Wizards, like even, it's not even Wizards, it's not like the Mages, it's just like the concept of Magic. it's like, it's just the concept.
I mean, it has to be because of the, but
the
like,
Santa Fe jealousy.
It had to be like a wink and a nod to the Magic Kingdom, right?
It's not absolutely like there
was
Disney.
A lot of, not yes. like there was a lot of magicians living well, in
what about,
Orlando.
What about the Utah Jazz? That's meaningless.
Well, because well, they moved from New Orleans.
I know they did.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. It's so stupid. Like, yeah. it's very they dumb changed that they didn't the name. Change their name. Right. Yeah.
I do think, Rob, you make a great point, which yeah. is they should give every dumb mascot a sister mascot so they don't look so dumb. So, yeah. like the Orlando Magic, we should have the Santa Fe Jealousy, where it's concepts. And then we have, like, the Utah Jazz, but we also have, like, the Baltimore Soft Rock. Like we have
Yacht Rock,
spread or you it could out. Be spread it out, yeah.
Or you could that. Be like the Phoenix Suns, and they were right there. You could have a guy in a huge sun-like costume, but instead yeah. they went with a gorilla.
Yeah. But man, can I say something?
Yeah.
That gorilla
best,
can
one of
dunk.
The best. One of the one, best.
The best to ever do it, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that Betty gorilla. The Bull was pretty great for a long time.
Fine. That gorilla was dunking his table.
He was,
off.
Yeah, and it didn't make any sense whatsoever.
The Charlotte
like,
Hornet mascot
that in?
Was good.
I just thought.
Here's what I think. Any mascot that had less sort of material to deal with was cooler. The Charlotte Hornet was wearing like Spanx. The gorilla son did have the son's gorilla did have an outfit on,
right.
but it was sort of form fitting.
Mm-hmm.
Benny yeah. the Bull couldn't dunk that. I mean, that head's so big. You can't really do much.
Well, you're thinking of 90. I'm thinking of more recent Benny the Bull.
Okay. And honestly, what about the Boston Buckles?
Oh, the Boston Buckles.
The Boston Buckles.
And they have to wear like dress shoes on the court.
Yeah. yeah. And then when I
ooh,
go
another
off
broken. For... Jason Tatum goes down with another broken ankle.
Yeah. It's tea time.
yeah. At halftime, everybody dumps their beer on the court. Yeah. To protest the British.
That'd be so fun. They got to lean in. They got to lean in. Got to
lean into it.
Mm-hmm.
We all at some point lived in Chicago. Brett, you're now in Ohio, Judas. If we weren't the Bulls, Chicago Bears, Chicago Bulls.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's due to the stock market, bull and bear markets.
I just learned that just now. That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Just like, you know, the Ravens are called that because Edgar Allan Poe is
from
Baltimore.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah,
the Cubs cetera, are the Cubs because it was the same owner as the Bears, and he wanted a less scary name.
Yeah, wow. They were younger.
Okay. Too. I'm learning all these things. This is great.
So based on that, what would we, if say the Bulls mascot, you know, that goes the way of the Dodo, for whatever reason, Jerry Reisendorf or whoever, that guy, he goes away. What would be a good name for a Chicago basketball team?
It would just be a jar, and it'd be Jerry Jardiniere. And it'd just be a
wait,
jar
are you doing mascot
Jardiniere.
Or the team name, though? Are we doing
no,
team
the
name?
Mascot.
Or like, well, I guess like the name for the team, which would inherently be the mascot. But you're right in terms of like the Phoenix Suns mascot is the gorilla, which isn't, it has no connective tissue to a sun. So I understand.
I would name it. I really like Chicago Beefs would be a great team name.
Fuck, that's good.
The Chicago Beefs would be great.
And the mascot would just be a cup of au jus.
And it could be like
a
loaf
a white
of bread
solo
that jumps into brown liquid.
Oh,
speaking of brown liquid,
are you ready for the French dip?
It could jump into liquid brown.
And
a dunk tank. You could have a dunk
your
tank.
Your Chicago Beefs. Sport peppers.
Well, there is the Chicago Dogs. That's a minor league
that's
baseball
fine.
Team.
I'm not. They can have that.
Chicago Beefs is very good.
Chicago's
and of course,
Beefs is good.
And
oh, boy. Full
comes
circle.
From the bull. Comes from the cup.
Full circle.
Or not the cup.
The mascot would have to be the Chicago oh, Italian beef.
Yeah.
oh.
It just, if you like, he go shake a kid's hand, he just go, forget about it.
A mascot, he just has here. Like, he shakes kids' hands and they all get $10. He just palms $10 to kids. Hey, look at this guy. Hey, how you doing?
Hey
that's for you. You get yourself something, huh? Yeah, come on.
DeMar DeRozan takes a shot and misses, and the Italian beef goes over to a kid and goes, you didn't see nothing. You can't. It's like, we can't afford to give $10 every time we miss a shot.
No, you can't do that.
You didn't see nothing.
You didn't see a ting.
Oh, boy. Well, now I need to see. We have to.
And now it's time for the fourth quarter where we bring the car around back.
And now for $1 million, one lucky fan is going to have a single shot through a restaurant and then to a table directed by Martin Scorsese. If they can do that single shot without a break or a cut or an edit, they get $1 million. Nice. I want to commission once we start making money, we need to commission.
Which is any day now.
Which
any
is any
day.
Data.
Any
we
day.
Need to commission someone to make us a Chicago Beefs logo And then we need to make jerseys.
Sure. I mean, it'd be hot right now because the bear is very popular, and that
oh, right.
is
yeah.
Chicago beef.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
The show The Bear is very popular.
The show The Bear.
The Bear. I'm sorry. I thought you said The Bears. Shoot. And I was like, I don't think The Bears are doing so well right now.
No, they're running on Duncan. On Duncan.
The Bear.
They truly are. Yes.
Well, this has been an absolute delight. What a beautiful time to get
together.
What
a Thanksgiving treat.
What a Thanksgiving treat. Well, we should say what a turducken treat. Hope you had a good first ever turducken. Let us know again your new rituals, your the way that you like to turducken, because there's no wrong way to turducken. That's hard to say. Send us your email. Send us your thoughts.
There's no wrong way to
turducken. Send us your tradition. Send us your pictures of your turkey drinking coffee to twapod@gmail.com. And I think that's it for us. Is Rob frozen? Rob might be frozen.
No, I don't know if he is. Either way, you know, we'll have to gobble our way out of here. And, you know, Rob, I think, did disappear just now at the end. So we'll have to table any comments he has at the end and say good night, pilgrim.
Oh, I'm a ghoul over here.
Hey, make the shot. I ain't asking.
Beautiful.
The word association is Brett Lyons, Adil Rafai, and Rob White. The Word Association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod@gmail.com.
Nothing sadder than a divorced turkey, as the saying goes.